Keep pushing. Hey, keep fighting. You're going to step it up.
Everybody working. Now challenge each other.
You want? I'll fight for you.
One, two, three.
Ready to draw. Let's go.
He's playing the main, baby. Let's get him.
Morning, everybody. Dave Spadaro here. Welcome to Eagles Live, from the NovaCare Complex. And that's the way, I like it, Eagles 45, the Jets 19. And now it's Dallas week, everybody. And it means something, and that's great. We didn't know that this was going to be possible 2 weeks ago. Coming out of Seattle, miserable, landing here at 7:30 in the morning. Eagles got their tails whipped in Seattle. And all I heard is next year this, next year that, fire this, fire that. You got to play the games, people. Now, it's still a long shot. I personally am not thinking about the playoffs. But the reality is, Eagles take care of their business. They get a little help. Bingo, bango, bongo. We got a home playoff game. That guy right there, LeSean McCoy, brilliance. Brilliance, brilliance once again. Three touchdowns, 100 rushing yards. I'm leafing through my statistical data. He is now, let's see, exactly 34 plus 26 is 60 yards behind Maurice Jones-Drew atop the NFL rushing leaders. He is fairly comfortably ahead of Michael Turner in the NFC. Shady McCoy, 20 touchdowns on the way to his first Pro Bowl. Well-deserved. He's not going to be going to Hawaii alone. Now, hopefully the Eagles are in the Super Bowl. Did I just say that? You never know. So good times back here at the NovaCare Complex. You know, what it really means to me, guys, I'll be honest with you. And I, again, long shot to get to the playoffs. But the Eagles put together a team. They put this plan in place in the offseason, right? They went out and they signed all these guys and they made all these moves in the coaching staff and it didn't gel right away. It did not gel right away. But now that you see it starting to come together, you think, wow, they were right. They were right. They put together one heck of a football team when they are playing well. Now, I don't know what's going to happen after the season. Who knows? I'm looking at the Dallas Cowboys on Saturday. Going to be very difficult to beat that team. Cowboys feeling good about themselves after defeating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But all of a sudden, the game means something. And yes, people, Dallas sucks. I think we can say that without any reservation. We're going to begin today on the phones. We've got Andy Reid coming at noon. We've got the locker room celebration we want to show you. Spud cam before the game, all sorts of good things. And if you weren't at the game yesterday, you don't know this. If you were there, you do. We have discovered a legitimate backup field goal kicker for the Philadelphia Eagles, who happens to be the Prince of Philadelphia these days. He made a kick at the end of the third quarter that secures free pizza for everyone with a ticket stub tomorrow at participating Papa John's in the Philadelphia area. We'll get to that in just a little bit here. First, let's get to the telephones. Talk to you, Eagles fans. Patrick in Virginia joins us. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Dave.
How you doing,
Cowboy
buddy?
Cowboy week.
And what is that I like to hear on Cowboy week?
What do you like to hear?
Dallas sucks, maybe?
Dallas sucks. Come on now.
Right. Thank you.
Yes, they do. Nothing like going in a Cowboy week with a big, dominating win like that.
It was great. And, you know, it's we've experienced this at times this year. Washington, you win, you feel good. Cowboys, big win, you feel good. But last night was different. It was the second win in a row, first of all. It was in a playoff environment against a team that really knows how to win down the stretch. And a team, Patrick, I got to tell you that when you looked at this matchup, I thought to myself, all right, the Jets, they're not fancy. But what they do, they smash you in the mouth. And can the Eagles be a tough team? I think Rex Ryan said this to somebody before the game. that the Eagles, whether he said it off the record or not, I'm going to say, because it wasn't said to me off the record. He said the Eagles are a white-collar team in a blue-collar city. And
right.
And I would say until yesterday, you know, you could definitely say that. A team made up of a lot of talent, a lot of stars, a lot of flashy guys, but would they be tough enough to rise up and man up against the Jets? And they were.
Yeah, they were. The Jets really did think, and it was obvious, that their game plan was to punch the Eagles in the mouth. And for the first maybe few plays,
Four plays.
They yep. were running dives up the middle with Sean Green, and Jamar Chaney was getting sucked down inside. But, boom, all of a sudden, they went to that wildcat, and then that's sort of when we just said, okay, enough. Like, you can't do this the whole game. You know, we went up early, and that right off the bat, that forces Sanchez to throw a little more.
Yep.
And it worked out. And, Dave, we had talked earlier in the year, sort of a little debate, and just let's just see where we're at right now. I said Asante was the better cornerback. He's still the guy that had been on this team longer. He's my number one cornerback. And he still is. What? How do you feel, Nnamdi versus Asante? I'm not trying to tear us apart on a great week, but just what are your thoughts?
I don't compare them. I think they're both fine cornerbacks, and you know, I think Asante certainly he's a different kind of. He's an off corner. He's a interception guy. He's a playmaker. Nnamdi's just kind of the cover. The receiver, mm-hmm. don't throw it that way, cornerback, because he's not going to be open.
Right.
That's fair. You know, fair, so they're different now. They both have to tackle better than they've tackled this year. They both have to, you know, they like everyone else, they have to be better football players than what the defense was earlier in the season. I mean, I like the way they're playing right now for sure. Obviously, it seems to me, Chris, that they've. Or Patrick, they've bought. Who am I talking to? Chris or Patrick?
Patrick.
I'm sorry. That they've bought into this defense, and I did not see that early in the season.
Yeah, they both were not on the same. Sometimes, you know, Asante would, you know, forget, almost look like he's forgot the coverage as soon as the ball comes out, and then Nnamdi, like, you know, we always talk about that one play. I forget who we were playing, where he was playing zone and he didn't go up and get the ball, but you know, everyone on the defense. Linebackers, defensive line, they've come a long way. And
yeah.
you can tell that those guys were truly hanging in there for Juan Castillo through the ugly. And that says a lot about the defense. And, hey, how about Jason B-A-B-I-N, baby?
18 sacks, leads the NFL, within shot of Michael Strahan's 22.5. What was interesting, Patrick, I was on a pregame show and he was described as a one-trick pony. And look, you know, hey, I think the alignment of the defense perhaps put him in a situation where Jason was not as effective against the run in that mm-hmm. wide nine. You know, standing up and doing what he's doing, he can play in any system. If you move him around, he's your guy who goes and gets the quarterback. That's what Jason Babin does. And mm-hmm. and that's a tremendously valuable chase him down kind of player.
Absolutely. Did you see that play when he came up the middle like a linebacker?
Yeah, he did it. They did it a lot yesterday, actually.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
Man, he was just on fire. So I mean, hey, and there, Casey Matthews. How about his game? He busted that screen up. He was all over the place.
Yeah, Hey, thanks for the call, Patrick.
Thank you.
The first series, he cleans up the screen, or you know, he smothers out the screen here, 4-yard loss, and then on the next play. The completion of Santonio Holmes, Kurt Coleman jars the ball loose. I'm not sure that ball would have popped out and come free had Casey not been there to clean it up, to finish the play. And that's what you like. You want to see kids who run after the ball constantly. And you saw Jaquay Parker, by the way, playing tackle there. And see, the ball's out, but then yeah, you know, Casey comes and finishes it off. I don't know if Casey Matthews is ever going to be a three-down linebacker, but he is a good player. And if you put him in the right situations, and Adam Kaplan and I talked about this late last night, it's a chase-and-run situation, and that's fine. Get him in space. He's fast as heck. Seems to get off the ball well. He seems to have smarts. Let him go find the football. Steve in Alabama joins us. Good morning, Steve.
Dave, my man. What's up, man?
All good, my friend. What's that about this week?
Oh, you got it, man. Dallas sucks.
Thank you, sir. Day. All right, my man. It's so unprofessional.
Hey, man. Oh, man. Who cares? Very good game last night,
yes.
Man. I couldn't believe it, man. I expected it to be very close. My prediction was 31-28, but I'll take the score we had yesterday.
I believe Michael in Virginia, by the way, gets the prize this week. He picked 40-23 Eagles. So,
wow. Okay.
Who would have thought 45-19, though? I mean, I didn't see it coming at all.
Me neither, man. And if they want to pick a time right now to step up and go for a run, the time is now.
Well, they have no there.
I mean, we still got four games that need to be in our favor, but
yeah.
Hey.
It's all,
Jets,
but
I feel a good team, man.
Yeah, for the first time, it's all at least possible. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's conceivable that the Eagles can beat the Cowboys and the Redskins. They've beaten both of those teams. The Cowboys will be a very difficult game on Saturday, no question about it. It's certainly conceivable that the Jets will beat the Giants on Saturday. You could see that happening, big game in New York. And then the finale, you could certainly see the Giants in the final game of the year for them. We have to, you know, hope that they beat the Cowboys. And so,
you know, it's so funny. Like, I'm out early morning shopping and stuff and on Sunday. And I'm like, I see the Cowboys win on Saturday. And I'm like, I definitely don't see the Giants losing to the Redskins. So, you know, I'm out shopping and I come back around 3-something and I see that they're down and it's like 2 minutes left. I'm like, wow.
They were down big at that point. Yeah, they were down big at that point. It was, by the way, you know, I'm just looking at that highlight there, so that made me look at my stats. The Eagles don't have any statistical receivers near the top of the NFL. 41st in the league in total receptions, leading the Eagles, tight end Brent Celek, 54 catches.
He had a monster.
He's averaging 12.5 yards a catch. Now, the tight ends in this league, look, you got Jimmy Graham with 87 catches. You got Gonzalez with 74. You've got Witten with 68. You've got Hernandez with 68. You've got Pettigrew with 67. Winslow with 62. I mean, Fred Davis had 59. So, and Gates, 55. But boy, Celek's had a great bounce back here. I like the fact, and I think it's made a big difference in this team, that they're getting the ball to Brent, and they're getting it to him in run, catch-and-run situations.
Yeah.
He's a heck of a runner with the football in his hands.
Our defensive line is just ferocious, man. And Jason Babbitt, man, I guess it must be this system, but he is a monster right now. And just the whole defensive line as a unit, they're after the quarterback, Derek Landry, everybody, man. And I feel coming up on Dallas next week, that's the same way it's going to have to be. You know, you got to hit Romo, and he's going to turn the ball over.
Yeah, I think Tony Romo's a good quarterback. I think they're going to be steamed up after the Eagles beat him up in Philadelphia earlier this year. At the same time, I know the Eagles are going to go into this game with a lot of confidence, as well they should, and play an aggressive game against the Cowboys. I can't wait. I'm really excited about this game, whether the Jets beat the Giants or not. It is a chance to beat the Cowboys again, and that's terrific. The Eagles are finally,
right.
You know, Steve, thanks for the call. The Eagles are finally, you see it, they're having fun. They're into each other. They've built the chemistry, the camaraderie. It's come together. Certainly wish it had come together back in September. Did not. Can't change the past. But you can look to the future with a lot of optimism. Dave Spadaro with you. We're going to take a little break right now. On the other side, we show you inside the locker room. Pretty happy locker room after the game. Hey, the team has not made the playoffs. The team's got a long way to go, but there's just some really good positive momentum going on here. It's been a long season. It's good to feel that way now. We thank you for joining us here. We're coming right back. More Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day, grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it.
Buy and sell tickets safely and securely at NFL.com Ticket Exchange.
What's up, Eagles fans? This is Trevor Laws. I just want to wish you guys a happy holiday season.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line.
Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our post-game show presented by Rico.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Nice job, huh? Nice job. Give yourself a hand. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, now listen. Schedule, make sure you check your itineraries. You're off tomorrow, and then we're back together on Tuesday, Saturday game. I appreciate those guys that battled through this thing, huh? Right? A couple injuries in there. We need to make sure we take care of those and get ourselves back ready to roll. Big one next week, huh? I'll say it
in. Hey, we going all the way. We doing it together.
Oh, look at
together on three. One, two, three.
Together.
All right, there you go. That's the Eagles post-game, and step-by-step here. We take it step-by-step here. That's all you can do. All right, let's go to the phones, and who we got here? Phil in Arizona. Hey, Phil.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Phil, what's up?
Not much. It was a great win yesterday. We just got to focus on one game at a time. I'm really looking forward to beating Dallas on Saturday. It's going to be a great game. But I don't understand that we've had all this talent for all season long, and we couldn't pull out games, certain games in certain times, and we look like a team that everybody expected this whole season. The last two games have been great. The defense has been playing excellent. Vic's finally hot. McCoy is unbelievable. I don't get it.
What can I tell you? I can't change it. There was clearly, with all the changes here, there were so many things that just had to come together in a very short period of time and didn't. And now they are.
And I don't know. We're still alive. That's still a great thing, and that we're still mathematically in this thing. I hope we can pull it out at the end and have some luck on our side. That's all I could say.
Yeah, agreed. Hey, thanks for the call. I mean, look, we all are hopeful of what's the next step here. And I mean, I look at this both in the macro and the micro. I definitely want to get to the playoffs this year. And then, because once you're there, who knows? But again, what the Eagles put together, these moves they made, Howie Roseman swinging the... Look, when I see Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie breaking up a pass, okay, that gets intercepted by Jamar Chaney, I get fired up about that, and I see what kind of player Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie is, and I think, all right, the Eagles gave up Kevin Cobb, who's been hurt and who seems to be falling out of favor already in Arizona. They gave up Kevin Cobb. They got Rodgers-Cromartie and a second-round pick this year. So I think it's exciting. It's very exciting. I think from the big picture, there's going to be a very good team in place for years to come, because we during the tough times this year we talked about, there's not a lot of age on this roster. Now they've got some questions. There's the Rodgers-Cromartie play. They've got a lot of things they got to get together here. Improvements to be made, absolutely. Have to show they can do it over a period of time, no question. But I'm excited about that. D'Angelo in Houston. Hi, D'Angelo.
What's going on, Dave?
Good morning.
Good morning, man. Fly, Eagles, fly, baby.
Yes, sir.
Man, I got a call because you know what I'm going to say, man. This game is for everybody. All the quote-unquote fans who've been down since day one who want to see us lose or want to see Warren get fired. This is in your face, man. We lead the NFL in sacks. You talk about how good Rob Ryan's defense is. Our defense is better than his. We're ranked number 10. It took a while. We know it took a while. I'm sorry. It didn't happen when we wanted it to happen. But it's happening now. We need to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
And everybody, when things are going bad, wants the problem. Let's fire him. Let's get rid of the guy. It's him. It's Andy Reid. It's fine. But when the pieces start coming together for us, no one calls and says, hey, you know what? Our defense is pretty damn good. That Babbitt pickup was pretty damn good. They can't double-team Trent Culliger used to. You know, they have to account for Cullen Jenkins. You know, that's the thing about it. The secondary is starting to gel. Rodgers-Cromartie is starting to learn how to play the nickel. And people, you know, and I wish more fans were more optimistic than, you know, everybody's so negative when things don't go our way. I know we have a lot of talent. I know a lot of people expect us to be, you know, 13-3 this time, but we're not. We're 6-8. But I'd rather be 6-8 going to the Cowboys playing for a reason than to be, you know, 8-6 and being a Cowboys. They know we're coming. They can definitely lose their chance to go into the playoffs.
I'd rather be 8-6 than 6-8. I'm not going to go that far, D'Angelo. I'd rather be 8-6 than 6-8.
I would, because first and foremost, that's my belief. You know, I've been calling the whole year. That's my belief in our Eagles. And I think we're going down there. We're going to beat the crap out of the Cowboys. I think we're going to go in there and punch them right in the mouth. All that little, of course, everybody's back on the Cowboys going to win division. Dude, against the Bucs gave up 42 points versus the Jaguars. I mean, their whole 5 or 6 games, look at their schedule, that's the only reason why they have 8 wins. Should have lost against the Redskins. They pulled out the last second. Should have lost against the Dolphins for the last second. They lose against the Cardinals. They lose, you know, they're losing the game they're supposed to be losing. I mean, they're basically getting lucky. They play against the Bucs. Come on, the Bucs.
I respect the Cowboys. I don't like them, but I respect them. They've got a lot of talent. They're going to be angry after the way the Eagles handled them a few weeks ago. So I know the Eagles can beat the Cowboys. They've done so already, but to do so, they've got to play another great football game.
I totally agree. Once again, I know this. I know my enthusiasm has been not so much. I'm not happy because now we have a chance to play. I've been optimistic because I knew this whole time it can come together. People were so on us because. The why nonsense doesn't work. It's nothing doesn't work. When you have Pro Bowlers who are missing tackles, Nambi Asomugha, who do you blame for that? You know, when they see that you got guys like Asante Samuel missing tackles, you know, they blowing coverages, you can't blame them defensive coordinator. He can't teach you how to make an open field tackle. You're a professional football player. Now that we make those tackles, oh, look at our defense. Our defense is ferocious. It's been that way the whole year, man. They're making the plays they want to put them in.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the call, D'Angelo. I cannot revise history here. Yes, the Eagles missed a lot of tackles. But they early in the year, in playing in that zone, there were too many gaps in coverage, too much miscommunication. Where are you? What are you doing? What's going on over there? Missed tackles, no question. So it's been a period of growth here. Now, I think the grand plan was to go in and say, all right, the defense early in the season may not be all that, but we're going to go out and outscore teams. and get some wins, and then by December we're going to be rolling. Well, the defense is rolling in December, and the offense now. What do you notice about the offense that's different? Two things: fewer turnovers, more touchdowns in the red zone, and that's your big difference. And so the Eagles are winning, and they're blowing teams out. And if they could have only, well, it's not even worth looking back because it just doesn't happen. You can't change the past. But that's the reason, you know, certainly the defense was slow to adjust to this defense, to the scheme, to buy into what Juan was teaching them, his style, his use of personnel was always very, you know, questionable. Now he's certainly finding out what Casey Matthews can do, finding out what Akeem Jordan can do, using Derek Landry in certain situations and matchups that work. Rodgers Cromartie didn't play in the nickel yesterday. He played when Asante Samuel came out. They're better with Joselio Hansen in the slot. And Rodgers Cromartie is a very fine cornerback, but he's just not a slot cornerback. It's a tough matchup for him. Gary in Southwest Florida. Hi, Gary.
Hey, Dave.
How you doing?
What a day, huh?
Yes, indeed. Yes, it is.
Hey, when did Dallas and the Eagles play last? What game was that? Like the fifth game or sixth game?
The Eagles-Cowboys game was, the date was October 30th.
No kidding. I have a note from that day.
What's that day?
I'll read it.
Okay.
Dallas sucks, it says.
That's a nice note. That's kind of a note every day, though, isn't it?
I think I wrote that after the last game.
Yeah. Well, they're atop the NFC East right now, so they're the big dogs in a...
Hey, I have a dream, Dave.
Yeah, what's that dream?
The dream is that an 8-8 team that's gone through a very tough year make the playoffs and go to the bowl.
Okay. Well, let's make the playoffs first, and then we'll talk about going to the bowl.
Oh, yeah, that's my dream, though.
Okay. I like that dream. Dream big, baby.
I got a prediction.
Yes.
I predict that we're going to see Howie and some of these other guys in management come out of their little foxhole that they've been in for the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, no, the Eagles don't talk. You will not hear from Joe Banner, nor will you hear from Jeffrey Lurie. And you'll hear at the end of the season. They never talk during the season.
Well, what happened? Didn't we have a thing last year, Gary, Banner's desk or something?
Yeah, we kind of slow it down during the season just because there's not as much going on.
He didn't have that much to say.
But I'm going to tell you, there's no sense of puffing the chest here. The Eagles are a 6-8 team. Let's not forget that, okay?
Yeah, but I'm an Eagle fan.
I know that, but I want everybody to understand out there that this team is not walking around here going, look at us, we're so great. This team's still 6-8. It feels good to win. It feels good to be confident again and say, look what they put together. You believe in it. You believe in it all the time, but there's nobody saying, hey, everything's great.
They certainly could have used a little bit of humility at the beginning of the season.
I agree.
And I think they were humbled by several games.
And Seattle was probably right on top of the list.
Yeah. And you know what? If they can, you know, get their heads together, you never know what they might do. And you know what? I'm looking at next year, but I wish them the best this year, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's still football to be played that means something.
It's nice that the next to last game of the season is big.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. It's great. So it'll be I think, a really, really interesting game, Christmas Eve, another holiday game with the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm looking forward to it, and it's not on TV where I am down here in Southwest Florida, but I sat with six Jet fans at a local tap room last night, and they left in the third quarter, and, you know, I was singing. I told them they were our good luck charm to get back here, you know, but they left.
Is this game not a nationally televised game?
Is it this week? I think, yeah, this week is Christmas. That game is televised.
4:15.
But we've had bad luck, you know, with all the Florida teams playing in similar time spots. They kind of preempt the Eagles, even if they are planned nationally.
Right. Okay. Hey, Gary, find a spot and make sure you watch the game.
Should I predict a score now or wait?
Can you wait? Can you call a little later in the week? I'm still in the exulting over this victory mode.
All right. I won't tell you. It's going to be a close game then.
Okay. Well, I think it's going to be a great game.
Yeah.
Great game.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Hey, Gary, thanks, man.
All right, man.
All right. Thanks for the call. The looking back at a big, big victory. Let's do it. Let's go back through the eyes of Spud Cam. Before the game, you know, I just walk around. It didn't have a ton yesterday going on. But it was, I felt the team was into it. This is the mood that I sensed through Spud Cam. Turned out to be true. We'll take a look right now.
See what Jason Amont does before a game here. Backup holder. Not bad. McCaffrey doing the same thing.
Crazy fans. Yeah, well
I don't know. Uh-oh. Yeah, well, yeah.
can say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the planes, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, please visit the Community Relations page on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're enjoying a great 2011 season together. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
Papa John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Welcome back, Dave Spadaro with you, Eagles Live here. Andy Reid comes along at noon. So, a lot of cheering yesterday at Lincoln Financial Field. Obviously, all the touchdowns, 28-0 lead, Eagles win big. Huge cheer by the fans. End of the third quarter, Papa John's has a promotion. And the promotion is they've run this contest that we've promoted. And they have somebody come out and kick a 20-yard field goal. Okay. Well, this guy, Kyle Lester from Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, had an opportunity to make everybody happy. If he makes the field goal from 20 yards out, everybody in the stadium wins a Papa John's pizza. Who wouldn't want that? Great pizza. Yummy, yummy. If he misses it, I mean, don't you think everybody's going to boo the guy? Well, here's what happened. This guy was ready to go.
I'm here with the Papa John's kick a field goal sweepstakes winner, Kyle Lester from Williamsport, PA, who will be attempting a 20-yard field goal. If he makes it, Kyle will win free Papa John's pizza for the entire stadium this Tuesday, and he will personally win free pizza for an entire year. All right, you ready, Kyle? Come on, Eagles fans, let's help Kyle win free Papa John's pizza for everyone. Congratulations, Eagles fans! Since Kyle made the field goal, everybody in the stadium today has won a free, large, one-topping pizza from Papa John's. Just take today's ticket stub to your participating Philadelphia-area Papa John's this Tuesday to redeem. Kyle has also won a free pizza for an entire year for himself. Let's hear it for Kyle! Free pizza!
So great. Kyle rocked it. Now, he was like, you know, his dad explained to everybody's like 42 out of 60 in practice. And so any fan who has a ticket stub, go to a participating Papa John's pizza tomorrow only. And you get 10 free toppings, free pizza, 10 free toppings. Thanks to the great folks at Papa John's. I'm telling Papa John's right now, I want pizza right here on my set tomorrow. I want a pepperoni. I want a plain cheese, well done. I want a little extra cheese on one, too. What else do I like, guys? Am I high maintenance? Sausage. That's Sam likes the sausage. Sam's a big sausage guy. I like the pepperoni. Keep the pepperonis, all right? So, Eagles fans, I think the players... They're trying to angle in to get some pizza, too. Redeem your game tickets from yesterday's game. go to Papa John's location near you tomorrow. And for those who did not attend the game, you are still eligible. I'm sure you got tickets. You know, just show them you were there or that you were going to be there. 10 free toppings. Great, great Papa John's pizza. Sounds like a lunch plan to me. 215-339-6709, the telephone number on Eagles Live. Ronnie Brown getting into the act a little bit. Eagles just having some fun in the fourth quarter against the New York Jets, who I loved it. The fans in the stand, or you know, walking out yesterday, were going, J-E-T-S, suck, suck, suck. Pretty creative. As I now root for the Jets to beat the New York Giants on Sunday. Ricky in New Jersey joins us. Hi, Ricky.
What's going on, Dave?
Good morning. What's going on with you?
Not much. Just want to say that was a great win. I was in a room with a bunch of Jets fans, and they didn't have anything to say. But I just want to say, you know, I agree with you. The other caller said that, you know, being 6-8, he was definitely, you know, that's on the fight for. I would definitely want to be. I want to be 10-6. You know,
I want to be 16-0
this year. You know, I mean, I think all of us Giants fans, Redskins fans, Dallas Cowboys fans, we all have, you know, to look forward to next year. You know what I mean? Because all of us just flat. I mean, I'm used to seeing. I love Andy Reid. I'm used to seeing him. You know. And I just hope that the defense gets better next year. You know, we pick up a couple key pieces, and I think we got it. Super Bowl, you know. But if we do make the playoffs, I think that we're something to reckon with. You know, I think that we're going to be a problem if we make the playoffs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, as much as you know, and I understand what you're saying about next year, and I think the Eagles will be very dangerous next year. And there needs to be some improvement. There's no question.
Yeah.
But I just want to go beat Dallas and hope the season stays alive. Just take it week by week. And
exactly. I just want everybody to choke on their words. I mean, the dream team, I wish we were, somebody to butt. But next year, you know what I mean? I'm a diehard fan. I stick with them. I love them. You know what I mean? I love Andy Reid. I've been watching him. I'm 25. I've always been watching the Eagles for about probably 20 years, you know what I mean? And I love Andy Reid and I think we'll make it. But my prediction of the game is 24-14.
Are you making a prediction for Monday? I mean, for Saturday?
Yeah.
Can we hold off on just a day? Can we just take a hold off on a day for that? Because I'm overwhelmed at the moment.
Yeah, but have a great day. All right, Dave.
Thank you, man. Call me back later in the week. Thanks for the phone call. 215-339-6709. You know, I want to focus on one thing. We have been very critical of the Eagles' defense in the red zone for the last couple of years. Last year, ranked last in the league in red zone defense. This year, right at the bottom, in fact, at times last in the league as well. Now they've jumped up to 30th in the league. It's modest improvement. But yesterday, the Jets come into the environment of Lincoln Financial Field with 12 straight touchdowns in the red zone. They're the number one red zone offense in the league, and the Eagles hold them to 2 of 5 red zone touchdowns. So that is really, really encouraging. And whatever Juan is dialing up, he's dialed it up at the right time. And you just see a more aggressive approach, a more physical approach. Having larger cornerbacks helps. Now, Plaxico Burress, a great, great effort, his touchdown catch. But for the most part, really good job for the Eagles in the red zone, and that made a difference. The Eagles were 3 of 4 scoring touchdowns in the red zone. The Jets were 2 of 5 in their trips to the red zone. So, look at that catch by Plax. What an amazing catch. Let's go to Ramon in Brooklyn. Hey, Ramon.
Hey, Dave. How's it going, man?
Going great. How are you?
Great Eagles victory.
Indeed.
All-around team effort. Offense played well. Defense played well. Shady, man. Shady McCoy, that guy, he's a beast.
And
Michael Vick came back hot. I mean, I've heard that he took some painkillers just a way, just a champ, you know, for the team. Just taking a, you know, one for the team. And Jason Babin, just all-around defensive effort. Kurt Coleman, he's a very underrated player on this team. He's done some great things to help change this game around, you know. So I definitely do appreciate this victory. Looking forward to Dallas this weekend. going to be a great, great game. I can see it coming down to the wire, actually. And I think the Jets and Giants playing that day as well. It's going crazy up here in New York. They're talking about the tale of two cities. So it's going to be a great showing. What you think?
Yeah, that game is a huge ticket in New York. It's actually a Jets home game, I believe.
Yes.
And yes. Both teams are coming off bad losses. So let's go Jets. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Let's go.
Let's go Jets, man.
Beat the Giants. So, Ramon, I think the Jets, actually, personally, my humble opinion, the Jets are better in coverage, right?
Right.
They don't play very well against the run, but the Giants are struggling so much running the football. I think the Jets are actually a pretty good matchup against the Giants. But, you know, who knows in the NFL?
And the Giants are playing down to the competition, man. They're good when they want to be, you know what I'm saying? But when it comes to a Washington or, a Seattle team's, kind of like what the Eagles been doing, but, you know, it's just I can see it actually happen. I can see the Eagles going 8-8, winning the division. You know, anything's possible. You see the Packers just lost to Kansas City, so you never know what can happen in this league, man. It's crazy.
I'm with you. Right, hey, Ramon, we're staying alive, baby.
I know. I love it, man. But I definitely appreciate it. Hope you guys have a great week. And let's go Eagles, man.
You got it, my friend.
Eagles.
Thanks so much for the phone call. We'll talk to you later in the week. Give us a prediction in just a bit here. Hey, Eagles fans, today at 5 o'clock, Eagles rookie offensive guard Danny Watkins is going to be doing a live chat on the Pepsi Max Facebook page. So it's facebook.com/PepsiMaxUSA. Do we have a graphic for this or anything? I want to direct fans to ask him questions. So load up your questions. Go to facebook.com/PepsiMaxUSA and speak to Danny Watkins. Danny Watkins, quite a joyride in his rookie year, right? Starts out, doesn't, you know, really crack the lineup. Kyle Devan comes in and starts early in the year, and then Watkins gets a taste, and then people down on him. Now people up on him, and he's been very consistently there. So facebook.com/PepsiMaxUSA. Chat with Danny Watkins today at 5 p.m. Check it out beforehand. Maybe you can get some questions in. And we'd love to hear from you because the kid's he's going to be a part of this thing for many, many years to come. Many years to come. He's going to be a great football player here. Jordan in Las Vegas joins us as Andy Reid about 5 minutes away. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, how you going, Dave?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. I know I've gotten a couple times, but I just want to say I was at the game last night. I'm visiting my sister in West Virginia. Great game. I'm so happy they won for my first ever.
You were here?
I was there.
Okay, so tell me about it. So you get in here. First of all, it was cold as all get out yesterday, right? It was the first day ever.
It was cold last night, but I was staying warm the best I could.
And where were your seats?
We were up at 235, row 27.
Okay.
So we were up there, but it was great to watch them win. I was so happy.
Was the crowd into it?
Oh, the crowd up there was into it. We had a couple Jets fans around us. They were leaving early. It was, you know, everyone was all into it. I think most of us up there that far just stayed the whole game.
Well, it was. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad it was a great experience for you. Eagles played a marvelous football game. And, you know, Jordan, what it means to me, like, you're watching the game down there and you're just seeing the Eagles lining up offensively and doing everything they wanted to do. You know, they were not afraid to go at Darrell Revis a couple of times, including a critical 3rd and 7 when Jackson ran a terrific route, backed Revis off, and the pass from Vic was right there. Jackson made the leaping catch, kept the drive going, a touchdown drive. They spread the ball around to Macklin, and Celek was huge. And here's the play, a later play for Jackson's second catch of the game. It was just a really strong performance from the Eagles' offense, and of course the defense played so much faster than the Jets did, didn't they?
Oh yeah, they seemed a lot. I was like, why not? I was like, looking like the Jets' defense was confused on what we were even doing. It's just like, hey, you know, we almost could have like just told them, hey, this is what we're doing, and you're still not going to cover it.
Right. And they couldn't.
Thank you for taking the call. Thanks, man. Appreciate the Eagles' win. Now, all I want for Christmas is a win over the Cowgirls.
Yeah, another win over the Cowboys. Thanks for the call.
All right,
you got it, man. Thanks for the call. Another win over the Cowboys, a little help here and there, and you never know. Going to last week with something, you know, playoff worthy to play for. which would be pretty amazing. Let's hold off on Juan Castillo. Let's take another phone call, 215-339-6709. Andy Reid should be along any moment. Then we'll get him in studio here. And what do you want me to ask him? Eagles started the game with a running play yesterday. First time in 13 weeks. So right then I knew something's going on here. Something's a little bit different. You can pretty much dial up that passing play in the first snap. Not yesterday. Colin in Tennessee joins us. Hey, Colin. Colin?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, man?
I do call from Tennessee, but down here I'm one of the many Philadelphia Eagles fans, and I was just calling to tell you what a great win it was for a Sunday.
Thank you. I'm sure you enjoyed it as well as everybody did. Now, do you, like, watch the game with a bunch of fans, or do you watch games by yourself?
Well, usually I watch it with the family, but then yesterday I had my best friend, a New York Jets fan, so I usually root for the Jets when they play, and he roots for the Eagles when they play. Okay. So I had him over, and we had a little bit of a bet going, and just say I won the bet.
What was the bet? What'd you win?
I bet any dinner out that night, and then $25.
Nicely done. Not like you didn't have to like go to work in an Eagles jersey or anything like that. I'd rather take a night out and 25 clams. Thanks for the call so much, Colin, and I'm glad you enjoyed it down in Tennessee. It's amazing how the Eagles have been these last 2 weeks, like just this awakening. And you know, it's kind of interesting, isn't it? You win against the good teams this year. You've lost against, well, Seattle all of a sudden is a pretty good team. Arizona's playing very well. Eagles kind of turned them into a winning team. St. Louis, bad team. Atlanta, good team. Lost it to the Giants. San Francisco, good teams. Buffalo's certainly leveled out. Win over Washington. They've come on big time. Win over Dallas. They lead the division. Lost to the Bears. It's like everybody on the Eagles roster this year. You know what? That's interesting. I wonder what the strength of schedule is for this team. Atlanta's got big. Well, St. Louis stinks. That's the only team that stinks on this roster. Miami's on the schedule. Miami's down. What's Miami's record? Like four wins? Four wins, I think. No, Miami doesn't have six wins. Seattle's got seven wins. New England's got big wins. Giants are 7-7. Arizona's 7-7. Chicago's somewhere around 7-7. Dallas 8-6. It's like a 500 record. Everybody's like the same team except for big winners. Atlanta's got 9 or 10 wins. Patriots have 9 or 10 wins. St. Louis stinks. Miami's bad record. Everybody else is like 7-7. Very, very interesting. Shannon in Fort Lauderdale. Shannon, somehow the Eagles won without you, buddy.
Dave, what I tell you, I told you that let the record be straight, that I said it 3 weeks ago that this was going to happen, Dave, and we're beginning to see the crumble of Green Bay. What did I tell you, Dave? I told you, NFC Championship, San Francisco 49ers, Philadelphia Eagles. We will beat the Dallas Cowboys. We will beat the Redskins. The Jets will beat the Giants, and the Giants will beat the Cowboys, and we will be the most feared team in the playoffs coming up.
From your lips. To God's ears.
Yeah, I don't have to be at home games, Dave. It's away.
Okay.
Because they played like they're supposed to be playing, right? Isn't that what we've been expecting?
We'll see you in Dallas then.
You better believe it. But we're gonna handle business, man. I think Deion Lewis, he did fumble, but I think we're seeing little sparkles of what he could do for us too, you know. And Phillip Hunt, he's another one. I told you, those are my two horses, man, my light horses. I don't like to call them dark horses. Light horses, Phillip Hunt and Deion, right? What do you think about Phillip Hunt's play, Dave?
I like Phillip Hunt a lot. I mean, he's an undersized specialist. And, Shannon, thanks very much. Andy Reid is making his way up to the podium.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks for the call. I like Phillip Hunt. I like the way they're using me. Speed off the edge, good pickup from the Canadian Football League. Had a sack in each of the last two games, and he is part of the rotation. It's time to turn it over to Andy Reid across the way in the auditorium at the NovaCare Complex.
All right. Injuries. Deshaun has an elbow contusion. And is a bit sore today, but should be okay. And Hermans, who had an ankle sprain, did well through the game. Jeremy Macklin did well through the game. Asante's hamstring strain doesn't look like it's too bad. So I think he's getting treatment and working on that. Michael, Vic, made it through well, other than just normal soreness. So feels better than he did last week, than he did after the Dolphin game. And really, that's about it. Well, Trevor Law has knee tendonitis, and we'll just see how he does here. again, compliments to our fans for the spirit that they brought and energy they brought to the stadium. They really end up being the 12th man out there when they do that. That's the players feed off of that. The Jets, good football team, like I mentioned yesterday, very good in the red zone, actually the number one team in the red zone. I was proud of our defense for really holding them out for, I think we were 2 for 5 in the red zone defensively. So, but they're a good football team. It was a good game to win, and like I've said before, every win in this league is a good win. A ton of individual good performances, but most of all, a good team performance. Always starting with the O&D line, and then working into the other the obvious ones: the Celics, McCoys, Babbins, Michael. I thought our secondary did a nice job. Special teams and turnovers. We've got to do a better job with the turnovers. That's been a bit of a problem this year, and we had too many of them yesterday. So we've got to continue to work on that. And the fumbles, you got to take care of those. You got to take care of the football. And it wasn't a matter of effort. In some cases, it might have been too much effort. You got to. When you're going for that extra yard, you got to make sure you protect the football. In McCoy's case, I thought that's what happened. And then the coordinators and the coaches did a nice job of game planning against again a good football team. Time's yours.
Hey, what have you seen from Juan over this stretch as far as he's talked a lot about kind of just learning his players more and learning what their strengths and weaknesses, and then kind of applying it to what he's calling and what he's doing.
Yeah, I think from a player standpoint, I think you see consistency. I think what he told you happens, and he's aware of it, knowing the players, playing to their strengths, and covering up whatever weaknesses they have, and so but I think the the part that he's been consistent, he's not afraid to admit a problem and fix the problem. He's not hiding from anything there. The players, he obviously has the trust of the players and the confidence of the players. So, I guess I would answer the question.
And the Osmond talk kind of at length yesterday about one, throwing the job,
improving
his play calling. Do you see
that too? I don't know all about that. I mentioned to you guys along the line, in Buffalo, which was quite a while ago, when you have safety blitzes going right into the run, that, those are pretty good calls. So I think he's done a pretty good job with that throughout. And I think just a matter of what Ruben was saying about getting to know your guys and putting them in the right position and being more familiar in there, I think is important. And the young guys, I think, understanding what's expected of them, and the new players.
Do you feel like guys are executing better the same plays that Juan was calling in September and October that weren't going your way?
Well, I just know I mentioned that at that time. So I think it's a combination. I don't think it's the players. I don't think it's the coach. I think it's everybody doing a better job. and it's important that we continue to do that. We've got a good football team that we're playing this week, so we got to make sure we continue to work and do the right things and execute and put the players in position to execute.
You mentioned how when asked about whether Juan regretted naming him to be your defensive coordinator, you mentioned how it was only asked after losses. A few times you were asked if he was still your defensive coordinator. Is it safe to say that you feel like with another off season, with that full off season, that he'll just only continue to grow into the job and become the guy you envisioned?
I think everybody's getting better every week. That's what I think. That's where I'm at. I mean, you guys all know how I feel about Juan, so I don't think that's like new news. So, but I think it's important that we all, starting with me, that we all get better every week and play as a team, and that's the important thing.
Asante, I guess the test came back negative with the MRI, but it's a short turnaround. Do you feel like it's going to be rough for
him? You know, I think he's going to be okay. I think he's going to be all right. I mean, listen, I had a chance to talk to him after the game, so, and then today he came in, so I think he's going to be all right.
Practice though, I mean, you guys are in practice.
We'll see. You know, we'll see how it goes. If I think he's going to hurt himself, we won't put him out there. But and we'll just see how it goes. You know what? I thought all the way around when he had an opportunity to play, I thought he did a nice job. You saw him on the one slant route. I thought he played that very well. But I think he's getting a better feel for the inside game. And then outside, he knows that spot. He's very comfortable on the outside. He was a Pro Bowl player out there, so he understands that even more than he does the inside, but it looks like he's getting more comfortable with the inside.
How good Babin is in the wide nine, but you guys have now been able to use him kind of in the middle where he's almost getting a running start up the middle, maybe running little stunts. Why is he so good at doing that, too? I mean, why have you guys kind of utilized him in that way?
Well, we had both he and Trent doing that, just moving them around a little bit. And Juan's done that periodically throughout the year, so with different forms. You saw him do it we started in training camp, and he just kind of progressed it. And then we took a step back from it. The production wasn't there, and so we stepped back from it a bit and then started bringing it back. And, it's obviously that you've got to know the snap count to be able to do those things and study that and have a decent feel for it, or you get yourself into trouble when you're getting the running start. So, but they've, it's a little change up. Listen, he did a good job. He's improving every week. And I'm saying from the scout team reps that he had to the opportunity to start or play last week to the opportunity to play this week, he's gotten better each week.
Of the defense and Juan, I mean, is this kind of how you envisioned it playing out, where there would be, where it would start coming into form as you're heading down the stretch of the season?
Well, I know that this is a general statement. I know I've said it before, but I felt that way with the lockout, that in general throughout the league, that the defenses would need time to catch up. Just from the fact that you can't call up your buddies and say, hey, let's go throw the ball around and run the routes that you run. You can't do that with defense. So I thought the offense would have a little bit more timing, having had the chance to work with each other in the offseason. And the defense, you might take a little time to catch up. Now, we've had a few moving parts in there, so it's it's a matter of everybody coming together. And the nice thing is, I think we continue to get better, and that's what we've got to do on both sides of the ball, and keep working hard at it.
Are you kind of able to marvel the fact that at 6-8 you're still in this thing?
Well, anything's possible in the NFL. So I realize I've been around long enough to understand that. And I'm a huge Jets fan this week.
I know you said, though, that you focus on your own game, but obviously some of the players were aware of what was going on with the Giants and might try to be aware of this coming week. Do you try to discourage that, or do you just accept that they're going to know? I mean, there's so many ways to know.
Well, listen, you can't control all that. The thing you can control is going out there tomorrow and practicing, and Wednesday practicing, and Thursday practicing, and Friday, and then playing the game. So those are the things that you can control. So take care of that business. And I tell myself the same thing. Take care of that business. Don't worry about the other thing. There's nothing you can do about that game. So take care of what you can control.
Red zone defense against the Jets went the number one, but you know Miami was I think only one of three, so you're like three for eight there last two games. How significant is that to you guys just being now on a two-game win streak and playing better defense overall?
Well, listen, everything, all your positives and all your negatives get exploited, I guess you'd say. They show up in the red zone. Yeah. And so I think we, from a defensive standpoint, it's tighter coverage. It's attack and trust in that 12th man back there being the end zone, the end line, and then just understanding the, you know, the thing. So your young guys are getting better down in there, and they're attacking the ball better and more confident.
On the right, I mean, you've moved around guys, especially a linebacker, and done different things. You feel like you find the right combination for what you want there?
I think they're all challenging each other. That's kind of the fun thing. We mentioned the linebackers, and they're all having a chance to play. I think they're all young guys that they want to see who does better when given the opportunity, and I think that's a healthy competition. They have fun with it. When one of them makes a play, they're excited for him. I think it's a good, nice little challenge for all of them.
It's the first half of the year, there's so many ups and downs and crazy stuff happening. You feel like you have a better idea on Sunday afternoons, or Saturday afternoons, whatever it is, what to expect from your team, just, you know, what kind of product they're going to be. Do you feel like that's kind of calmed down and the highs and lows and, you know, just the blown leads and all that stuff. Do you feel like you've kind of moved past that?
That's a hard thing to pinpoint, because as a coach, you're so optimistic. I mean, you're teaching and you're pushing and you're studying and doing all those things that you don't look at the highs and the lows and that part. You go in and you get yourself ramped up for each game, knowing there's going to be success. That's the frame of mind you're in. So I really haven't looked back on that. I'm just trying to get better, you know, continue to get better. And who knows? I mean, who knows what the next game lies ahead? You never do. No matter if we were undefeated at this point, you just don't know. And so, but you know, you can work your tail off and try to get better at the things you're not good at as a coach and a player.
Under said that Michael was calling a lot of the coverages out at the line. Was that as a result of the preparation you guys had did, or was that just Michael getting better at being able to recognize the coverages?
Listen, I think he does a pretty good job with that type of stuff. We mentioned last year not having him do quite as much, and this year he's been able to see things, and he's worked very hard on that. He started really right after last year's season ended, of getting tape and DVDs that he could take home and look at and really study all of that in depth. So he's really been doing that for most of the year, I think.
Sure.
They do that team there does a good job of disguising their that number 33 is a pretty sharp guy. Real sharp, yeah.
We'll recognize him still.
Yeah. It was interesting that he recognized that he recognized. That's also a good thing.
Floyd took down a pair of records that stood since 1945. What kind of qualities does he possess in your mind that would allow him to do something like that?
Well, yeah, listen, you've got to compliment him for his work ethic, getting a little bit heavier, a little bit stronger, being able to endure the NFL season. These are all in the maturation process of great running backs. They go through this, the great ones do. And so he's working to put himself as one of the elite
elite guys in this league. And he's on pace to do that. He's on pace to do that with the organization and in the National Football League. And so it's important that he continues to work at it, right? So when you're not there yet, you got to continue to grind and grind and grind. And then when you get there, you've got to grind and grind and grind to be able to maintain it. So he's still young in that process, but you got to give for the work ethic that he has developed and the effort that he's put into becoming one of the top guys. My hat's off to him.
A couple years, had a couple late losses that have had big playoff implications in Dallas 2 years ago, against Minnesota last year. Is there anything you've done through the season or at this point in the season to try to change these late results? Obviously, any misstep now would be eliminating.
You keep battling through. I mean, that's what you got to do. So, I'm not sure I have an answer for you on that one, other than you keep fighting.
January, the way you approach the quarters of the season.
No.
Does play well here?
How do you keep the guys focused? I mean, there's a 1 o'clock game Saturday. Obviously, that's going to impact your game. How do you keep those guys focused? Even during the warm-ups, you're hearing about this. There's scores in the scoreboard and this and that. How did you do it this past week, and what do you do?
Well, you don't turn it on, obviously, in the locker room, and you go play, right? So you control what you can control. Go play. You're going to play the game, right? Whether that team wins or loses, you're going to go out and play the game. And when these guys play the game, they play to win the game. I mean, that's what NFL players do. They're professionals, and that's how they go about their business. So, if you look at it that way, then the other game, just another game type thing.
Do you think it helps that this might be the weirdest you've been able to practice outside along the way? Do you think that helps as far as just being able to practice outside and getting them off the turf inside? I mean, is that a big deal or?
Well, a lot of these guys coming up from the college level are used to playing on this stuff, right? So it's the older they get in their careers and the old coaches, right, and the old reporters, and they those knees start aching a little bit. But it doesn't hurt to be able to get out there and stay outside. But we've had success either way. So
does one make your evaluations for what you need next year easier or harder?
Well, I think the fact that most of the guys are playing, they're having an opportunity to show and contribute. I think that's maybe more so than any year. You're able to not only give them experience, but also watch how they grow. And then once you get to the off season, then you do the other part there.
Do you feel comfortable with Deion Lewis going forward? He had a fumble, and he really hasn't been able to break one this season.
Yeah, well, we got to get better there. I mean, he's got, there's certain things he's got to do a little bit better. I know the kid, though. That kid is a determined kid, and so he's really not a fumbler. That's not his deal. So he got careless with the ball in traffic. He learned from it. He's got to continue to hit it. I thought he progressively got better at hitting it as the game went on. But you got a lot of pride with that kid, and he wants to be good, so he'll continue to do it. And then the guys around him, we've got to block, and then we've got to make sure we have the right scheme in there to pop him. And so everybody's got a little bit of that.
The safety play, especially over the last 2 weeks, and any improvements that you may have seen?
Yeah, that middle of the defense is, you guys all know this, so I'm stating the obvious, but they're young guys, and it was important that they continue to get better. Two safeties, only been in the league a year, so they're getting better every week, more confident, they're taking a lot of pride in their job. Big test this week for our secondary. They've got very good wide receivers at Dallas, and so I know they'll study like crazy and rise up to that challenge.
Actually, both Nate and Kirk saw some pretty good time last year, but do you think with Nate it was still also coming back from the knee and trusting the knee, and do you think over the last 3 weeks he's...
Yeah, listen, you see that with Brandon Graham. So and you see it over and over with players that it takes a little bit of time. And it's not... Brandon Graham's a good football player. It's just you take a step forward, then you take a step back, and then you take a longer step forward, another step back, and a longer step, and then pretty soon. And it normally happens after the year. And then the following year, you get they're back all the way. So you try to work it and the best you can as a player and coach. And we've got Rick who grinds these guys and really gives them an opportunity to go through that process. So.
Your two rookie kickers have done this year.
You know what? I've been proud. They're learning every week. You saw Chaz. Had one punt before the last one, the second to last punt. When we had a lead, he kind of shanked it off the side of his foot. They ended up going down and scoring. That's a great learning tool. You can never lose your focus as a punter. So it's like any other position, man. You got to maintain your intensity throughout the game. And if you let it slide a lick, you're going to give that team an opportunity to score. And so that's something that he can put in the memory bank there in his file and use as we go. And then he came back with the next one and hit a boomer. So, and then the other, Henry, is I think he's getting stronger as the season goes on. And it looks like he's, he's doing a good job. So it looks like his kickoffs are maintaining their depth and even a couple extra yards onto it where he's booting a few of them out of the end zone, and that's a good thing.
Well, there you go. That is head coach Andy Reid and his State of the Eagles. I mean, come on. That was like 25 minutes, Jeff McClain. What could you possibly want to know after that? Well, we know that we're going to want to talk to Andy Reid in here in studio, so we are expecting him to come in here in just a moment. As the Eagles get ready now for the Dallas Cowboys, the page gets turned very quickly here in the NFL, and the game on Saturday will be a challenge. Eagles and the Cowboys will have complete coverage, of course, on Saturday. Coming up, Andy Reid in studio. Join us. We're coming right back with the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the flames, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
Forty years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you need it. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
Eagles fans, this is guard Evan Mathis. I wanted to wish you all very happy holidays. Bah humbug.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our post-game show presented by Rico. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles head coach Andy Reid. Congrats on the win yesterday. Hey, what happens now that you lose a day? What do you, how do you have to adjust your schedule now?
Well, what we did was we gave the players today off. They'll come back in tomorrow and do a Wednesday practice. And then the week just progresses like a normal week from there. That's how we go.
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
You just happen to have the longest press conference in the 13 years you've been here, Coach. I mean,
that was a long one.
When you win, they want to know everything. Hey, a couple things I think I've noticed from the offense. I don't know. First of all, you opened the game with a running play yesterday. You've gotten Brent Celek into the game big time. How has that evolved with Brent? And is there a schematic difference here with him being so prominent now in the passing game?
Well, listen, he's a good football player. Mm-hmm. So we've tried to exploit his talents, and he's a big, tough kid that loves to play the game, and Michael Truss. So, and that's really, it's as simple as that.
It's the catch and runs, though, that he seems to have really improved his game.
Well, the one thing that attracted us to him when he was in college, he didn't have the biggest name coming out of college, the University of Cincinnati, but the one thing that you saw with him was his core strength. So after he caught the football, he was tough to bring down. And you're seeing that same thing now in the National Football League. Well, you saw it in mm-hmm. years past, but mm-hmm. he's just had more opportunities now.
Andy, are you running more, I don't know the term, near the goal line, short yardage? There seems to be Owen Schmidt lining up in front of LeSean, for lack of a better term, downhill run plays, or is that just my imagination?
Well, we have run quite a few down there. So, that's a normal personnel group that we use. So two running backs, two tight ends, and one receiver, or no receivers, an extra O lineman.
Okay,
so,
who's an eligible guy?
Right, who's an eligible guy? Normally Todd Harriman. So that's what we've been using most of the time this year.
Were you impressed with how physical your team was yesterday?
I thought both sides of the ball, they played hard and aggressive. I think they've done that progressively throughout the year, or they've gotten better progressively throughout the year at that. I think a lot of it's getting rid of the hesitation of not knowing and not having trust in themselves or the guy next to them or the play, whatever it might be, and just and being able to execute. A lot of it's youth and then new players that have come in. And so it's a matter of working through that process, and I think they've done a pretty good job doing that.
You're going to get Dallas's best shot on Saturday. They are upset after the loss here early in the season, October 30th. Do you believe in that kind of, it's difficult to beat a team a second time? I mean, you're going to see their very best shot?
Well, I think if you asked them, they tell you that they probably gave us their best shot that time. I mean, they were fired up to come in here, and so coming back, they're a good football team. That's the bottom line. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter if they're fired up or not fired up, but they're a good football team. We understand that. We have a ton of respect for them, and we know we've got to put in a good week's work to make sure, not only scheme-wise, but also making sure that we keep our conditioning right to play against them, because they're big, they're strong, they're fast, and they love playing the game.
Last one for me. Coach, you win a couple games, people start to – you just, I don't know, you feel the momentum, you feel the positive energy. Is there the chemistry – have you noticed a difference here in the last couple of weeks, the camaraderie, the chemistry, the trust, whatever you call it?
I think winning does that. I also think that adversity enhances that. So when you go through some tough times, it grows you even closer together. And then the one thing I'll tell you about this team, and I'm saying coaches and players in this, is that they've continued to work hard. And you've done the same thing. Everybody, it seems like everybody in this building has not slowed up. They've mm-hmm. they've increased and worked harder and done their job better. And so the players have maintained that and had that energy and create that energy at practice along with the coaches. And so from a head coaching standpoint, that's an awesome thing to watch.
Andy Reid, thanks so much for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line.
Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
The official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
With Nam and Dominique and some of those guys, they missed that. And I think initially, you know, I started too fast. And what I found out is I had to go backwards with some of those guys because they had missed some of that. And we were making some mistakes just on our fundamental stuff. You know, now as we understand all our packages, we're able to add as we keep going. And there's still a lot to add. But the thing is, the first thing is we had to do is understand our fundamental packages.
With your guys now understanding those fundamentals, are they just able to instinctively be faster and be more aggressive and get after it?
That's right. I mean, that's the key. You know, once they know what they're doing, you play fast. You know, we talked about being able to play fast and physical, but what's hard is really we had a lot of new guys. And even though we said, well, we're going to keep some of the same names, well, yeah, we're keeping the same names, but even Wash, they're different for Wash because he came from somewhere else, and all the other guys weren't from here. I mean, they didn't. So even the new name, the same, the old verbiage, that was new, you know. So all those things.
You talk about Babbitt and like standing him up more and moving him around, and just how much more that adds.
Well, you know what? I think everything else is just like the package is growing, just because everybody's starting to understand the base, you know, our base package, and now we can have fun with the guys a little bit, and I think they enjoy those packages. They have fun with it. You know, I know I hear it all the time. You know, when, you know, they have a little meeting. I always sit in with the D-line on the meeting before the game. And, you know, they were talking about, we like this one, we like that one. So it's easier for me to call those, you know, because they like them.
After the Seattle game, did Andy Reid come to you a little bit more or peek his head in a little bit in the defensive meetings at all or add any words into what you were doing?
You know what? Coach is always involved on the offense and defense. You know, Coach and I watch practice tape together. Coach and I talk about the defense all the time. Coach has always been, from day one, I mean, even with Jim Johnson, he's always been involved on defense. Coach knows offense and defense, and he's always been involved as far as he watches practice and comes in there and talks about, you know, sometimes about the game plan, you know, what we're doing and all that. He's always been involved in that. He always knows what's going on both sides of the ball.
Did he have any more involvement, though, leading into the last couple games?
No, I mean, basically the same that he's been doing all year.
How big is it that
way? I think when you look at it, it helps to have Nam and Dominique, you know.
How big is it that Andy had your back throughout some tough times and, you know, always said he trusted you, had total faith in you, and bring in a consultant or any of that stuff during the bye week that was talked about? And
you know, the thing is that, you know, we talk about, as a defense, we talk about a warrior. You know, we talk about what a warrior is, and I always thought of myself as a warrior. But what you have to understand, a warrior is, everybody says, well, it's a guy that works hard, a guy that's tougher, a guy that's going to die. No, a warrior is somebody that gets the job done no matter what. You know, and that's what we're talking about. And, you know, and that's something for me, you know, you get the job done, period, just like all our guys are doing. That's what we talked about for the last couple of weeks, about being warriors. And no matter what it is or what happens, get the job done. That's what a real warrior is all about.
All right, that was obviously Juan Castillo from last night, a happy guy and good for him. Terrific job by the Eagles defense these last couple of weeks. Coming together, baby. All right, let's go to a man who's who I saw before the game. Zompster from New York in the end zone. Zompy.
Spadaro, don't hang up, baby. Don't hang up. Give me 1 second.
Go.
Those birds, baby.
Hey, good stuff. They are staying alive. That's the whole point. That's the purpose. Hey, and by the way, thank you for being there during a win, because had the Eagles lost yesterday, we were going to ban you from Lincoln Financial Field.
Oh, I'm just glad I'm not the jinx no more, man. That felt good, man. Thank God.
What did you think of the game?
Oh, man, that was awesome, man. I mean, You saw the fire in the pregame. Like, I was in the front, like you saw, and I'm like, I just saw the plays. Like, they just saw, like, they were ready. They were hungry. Like, I was yelling at them and stuff, and usually they, you know, they give you a signal or whatever. But only Vic looked at me, and I said, Virginia Tech, baby! And all of a sudden, he took off his shirt, and he had a Virginia Tech shirt underneath. But everybody looked like they were, you could see it in pregame. Like, they were just ready. They were ready, and during the game, I was like, I just got one question, like, where was this all season, man? That's what's killing me. Like, I'm like, I enjoy it. It's great.
You can't let it get to you. I don't know where it was. Maybe the expectations were too great for this team, and they were putting too much pressure on themselves early in the season, so they weren't relaxed. Maybe that's it. Maybe now that the pressure's off, they're kind of like just letting it loose, letting it fly.
Yeah, it just kills me, man. It's like what it could have been, man. It's like, I'm watching this game yesterday, and I'm like, the defense is running all over the place, flying all over the place. I saw them blow up these screens. Like, as soon as Sanchez just threw a screen, we were right there. Casey Matthews is like a newborn, man. It's like I feel like I was watching Clay yesterday, the last 2 weeks.
Well, I'm going to look at it this way. I'm not going to worry about what could have been. I'm excited about what will be. And that is the rest of this year and in years to come. Because I think the Eagles are going to be a force. Now, again, if this team plays like it's played the last couple of weeks here, I mean, they should be in every game and have a chance to win every football game. And then hopefully they win, they develop that killer instinct. And again, Saturday in Dallas, very tough game, very telling game. And let's see how the Eagles respond.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think Andy Reid and Marty Mordenwig know how to attack Rob Ryan and Rex Ryan. So hopefully they do same kind of scheme, that 46 defense.
I'm of the belief here, Zomp, and I believe that Marty has a very good feel scheming against the Cowboys defense. I think we saw it last year in Dallas when the Eagles went to Dallas to Cowboys Stadium and won that game. And then I think we certainly saw it early in the season here when the Eagles played the Cowboys on October 30th. He just seems to have the right feel, the right protection schemes, the right understanding of the Cowboys personnel, the right understanding of where to go, where to attack. And so I think the Eagles have a great game plan in place on Saturday. Now they've got to go out and execute that game plan.
No, I agree. I agree 100%. I mean, the offense, like you said, Marty Mordenwig, I think they have a good feel of how to attack the Dallas defense. But, you know, the thing is the defense, is they going to show up like the last 2 weeks, or are they going to be the defense that look like they're in deer in headlights and don't know how to tackle and stuff like that? But I have a question for you before I go, Dave.
Yes.
What concerns me is this. In the beginning of the year, and you know where I'm going to go with this. In the beginning of the year, I said to myself, you know, and I'm sure every Eagle fan did, Juan Castillo's got to go.
Okay.
They win the next two and make the playoffs. What do you do?
I hope to have that question asked at the time, and we'll answer it then. I don't know. I think one thing you have to be reminded of in this season, Zompster, is to never, you know, it's fun to do it, but it really makes no sense to do it, is to look ahead. Why look ahead when you don't know what's going to happen? You don't, that's why Andy Reid, all these boring press conference weeks, same thing. We're focusing on what's right in front of us. We're worrying about right now. That's the way the NFL is. It's a league of a bunch of 8-8 teams, and you win a couple games and you're 10-6. Maybe you get 11-5, or you lose a couple and you're 7-9, 6-8, 5-11. That the league is just a big lump. Now, the Patriots, the Packers have separated themselves this year. The Saints have separated themselves this year. To a degree, in the AFC, the Patriots have as well, and the Steelers. The rest of everybody's in the same boat. But I don't know what's going to happen. If the Eagles go out and play defense the way they've played the last 2 weeks.
How can you let them go? You can't let them go if it's like this.
It's a great,
crazy to say that, man. It's like when I was watching the game, I was all the way on top. I was like at the 35-yard line, but I saw everything, and I could watch the formations. I saw Babin standing up. We were doing like stuff like Green Bay, they're standing up, these defensive tackles, defensive ends standing up. I was like, yo, what's going on? And it was very effective. And that's all that was going through my mind was, what are we going to do if this defense plays lights out the way it does, even if we don't make the playoffs? Let's say we play lights out the way we've been doing since Miami. How do you let Castillo go? Maybe Castillo found something. Maybe they believe in him. And it's like, it's just crazy how everything ends up. And it's like, makes me nuts because I just don't understand. Like, we wanted to kill this guy, and now all of a sudden, the way this defense is, it's like, this is one of the best defenses I've seen in a long time.
And you have to weigh, though, and it's why it's a difficult decision. Everything's a difficult. You have to weigh it over the course of 16 games, not base it on these two wins solely. That's not fair.
No, absolutely. I agree. But I'm saying if they finish the way they're doing, if we shut down, I mean, we got to understand, Miami Dolphins, they're a good football team, but they don't have, I mean, Brandon Marshall, okay, Reggie Bush, okay. To me, the Jets, you're known for their defense. They're not known for their offense.
Agreed. But Sanchez had 21 touchdowns coming in. They were the number one ranked red zone offense in the National Football League. And so they deserve their due, their credit.
Absolutely. I'm not taking nothing away from the Eagles. Absolutely. I think the red zone, we've been getting fumbles, interceptions, we're committing, you know, we're doing everything we're doing. But I'm saying Dez Bryant, Miles Austin, Jason Witten, Felix Jones, Tony Romo, if we get to shut these guys and hold them to 14, 17 points, and then hopefully, you know, we beat Washington, I mean, hey, then I don't see how you could let Castillo go. And I can't believe I'm saying that, man. I wanted this guy out, and I can't believe I'm saying this right now. But
I just
time will tell.
Take it week by week, right.
Time will tell, brother. And right. Let me give an Eagles chant. They deserve it.
Please.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Well done, Zumpster. I'm glad all you right, enjoyed baby. Your trip, man. Thanks for the all call, right. And we'll talk to you later in the week.
Take care, brother.
That's the Zumpster, everybody. Who do you want to throw it to, Ryan Selleck? All right, let's do it. Brent Selleck last evening, career-high 156 receiving yards. He's leading the team in receptions. He's having a great year. 54 catches, 673 yards, 3 touchdowns. Brent Selleck. In the locker room after the big win over the Jets.
Tell us about the 73-yard run. It looked like you were about to die.
Thanks, Les. Appreciate it. I thought I was running pretty fast, but I'll leave that
you
up
sat
to you.
Down after.
Oh, yeah, I was tired. Yeah. It felt like I had water in my lungs. But, no, it was a great throw by Mike. The perfect coverage. I mean, it was man-to-man underneath. They had a single safety deep. And it was a play that was set up earlier in the game. Marty caught a bunch of sticks. And then we did stick nod, and we gashed them. It was a great call.
Shady, thank you for not getting
him. Huh? No. He's happy with those touchdowns, and we're happy he got them. I thought I did. I was hoping he would challenge it so I could catch my breath before that next play. But they said my butt hit, so okay.
How about the catch of the touchdowns, tipping the ball to yourself? I mean, you know, those ones give any guy, a tight end, I guess, a little problem. Was it nice to be able to pull one of those in?
Oh, yeah. Well, when I ran the route, you know, I was running against Cromartie, and I stuck him. And when I tried to come underneath, he grabbed me a little bit. So it was a good throw by Mike, but I couldn't quite dig for it, and I had to tip it to myself in order to catch it. And lucky enough just to get my hand on it.
How unbelievable is it with all that this team has been through and still 6-8 to still be alive and going down to Dallas with a chance, Brent?
I mean, it feels good that we're alive. That's all you can ask for at this point. You know, we're not where we wanted to be at the beginning of the season, but we're doing all we can do with what we have. So we just got to play together as a team and go out there and fight and beat Dallas.
Did you know the Giants had lost when you came on the field?
Oh, yeah, we knew the Giants lost. We know there's some things that have to happen, but we appreciate them losing.
You were putting up some numbers that hadn't been matched in this organization since Pete Retzlaff. Have you ever met Pete?
I've met Pete Retzlaff. Yeah. I tell him he's a wide receiver, not a tight end. But he holds all them records, and they're going to be tough to beat. I'm going to try my hardest.
Has it been just about, you know, winning and being your main
Yeah. I mean, you've got three touchdowns, you know, this year. They've all come in wins. You know, have you felt like when you had your bigger games, you've given your team a better chance to win?
You know, I don't know. I mean, that's it could be coincidence. It could be anything. But I'll tell you this. I give it my all every single game when I go out there. So the individual stats, they don't mean nothing. It's fun to talk about when you're done. But all that matters is winning.
Has it just been on it's the big runs. It's when you're bowling over guys. Really has lifted the team in a couple of those. And obviously the 73-yarder today. I mean, do you kind of sense that from them?
You know, I grew up and I watched Jerome Bettis play, and I always try to emulate the things that he did. And he never let one guy tackle him. And I try to put that in my game. And I think it fires guys up. I mean, when you're getting those extra yards, fighting for it, not letting one guy bring you down, it gets the team going. It gets the crowd going. That's what I want to do. I mean, I want to energize this team, get them going.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Wanted to show Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
Hey Eagles fan, it's Dominique Rogers Cromartie. I want to thank you for your support and have a happy holidays.
The Eagles season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
This bounty of ice cream from our Lancaster County Dairy.
Share with the neighbors.
I did, but you keep making more.
We use only the finest wholesome ingredients. It's too good not to share.
Let's take it to the market.
What shall we call our ice cream?
Gobble, gobble.
And that's how Turkey Hill Dairy came to be. Imported from Lancaster County.
We're back. Dave Spadaro with you here. Let's go to Baltimore and talk to Timmy. Hey, Tim.
It's Kim. Hey.
Kim. What's up, Kim?
What's going on, Dave? I remember calling you back a couple weeks ago, and, you know, I had the positive attitude before the Dolphins game, and you was kind of like, you know, let's just see. And, and I was just – and I gave you the key word, you know, momentum. We'll talk about that.
That's the first time all year the Eagles have had any. I mean, they won in Washington, then took a week off, came back and beat the Cowboys. But this is the first back-to-back weeks of victories, and you can say for the first time that that they're hot. It's a hot team.
Yeah, I agree, and I told you about. I'm a football guy, it's funny about momentum. And let's go back to the Dolphins game and the missed field goal. I think we go down and we score a touchdown.
Yep.
And then from that point on, we caught an interception. Kirk Coleman scored another touchdown. And you know, it kept going on from there. And that's exactly what I told you this team needs. If you can, you remember, I just said, you know, the offense needs to run the offense. Don't, you know, make any big disruptive plays. plays and let this game just flow. And you know, anything can happen. You know, that's when you don't have those big interrupted plays with turnovers or big, like, blown coverages on defense, you know, anything can happen. And that's what's happened over the last couple games.
One key thing you mentioned here is that taking the football away in Miami last week led to, what, 17 points?
Yep.
Three takeaways yesterday led to 21 more points. The fourth did not lead to it. So, yep. I mean, that's the whole key to your world, right? In the NFL, you got to win the turnover battle and then do something with the football when you take it away.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's all taking advantage of your opportunities.
Yeah.
But, you know, this game of football is more people losing games than people winning games. So you just, when people make a mistake, you must have taken advantage of it. And, you know, and that's what we've done over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, I didn't get to catch the game. I was busy yesterday, but, you know, I seen the score, so I was excited. You know, what were some of the, can you kind of give me an overall summary of the game, what happened?
Yeah, I'll give you the quick, thanks for the call, Mick, Kim. Here's the deal. Eagles come out, they force a takeaway, they score on it. They force takeaways, two of the first three possessions of the Jets, and score. Up 14-0. Offense goes down 21-0. Up 28-0. Two turnovers bring the Jets back a little bit, 28-13 at the half. Then the Eagles pour it on. Simple as that. They did what they wanted to do offensively. They had a good balanced attack. The offensive line gave Vic great amount of time. They opened up holes. They were just more physical, more precise. They were just a far superior football team to the New York Jets yesterday. Far, far, far superior. Chris in Virginia. Hi, Chris.
What's up, Dave? Just want to start off with Dallas sucks.
Thank you.
Of course. It was a good Monday after a good, and especially a blowout victory.
Yes, yeah. I mean, a convincing, no doubt about it, win. Again, this Eagles team, and just what an amazing run. This kid just...
Yeah, you know, it was good. I mean, the Jets kind of see a little momentum there, and it was good to see the defense stop them in the third quarter, and then the big catch to Celek was huge to kind of put the game out of reach.
Yeah, Michael Vick's 8 of 8 in the third quarter. When you need him to come up big, to stem the tide, to capture the momentum back, he comes out and goes 8 for 8. That's beautiful.
Hey, I didn't know it wasn't 8 for 8, but yeah, I'm just looking forward to this game this week and just beat Dallas, and you know, hopefully everything else works out in our favor.
Chris, thank you very much. Call later this week and let's get a prediction in.
Yeah, hang on one second, Dave. I got something for you real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Me and my buddy are having a conversation, and here you go.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Huh. Yeah, buddy, let's keep this thing rolling.
You're telling me there's a chance. Let's do that clip. You have that clip, Ryan? Can you get to that clip? Yeah, we'll look for that clip. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, man. It's one of the funniest clips that we've ever played in the show because it's relatively a show that's lacking great humor, but because I don't really have a personality. But I'm just glad I'm not Psycho Dave the week of Christmas. I'm happy to go to Dallas with a chance to really play for something. And I could feel the intensity from the head coach when he was here. He wants to get back to work. Let's show you that clip because the Eagles, they're still alive.
I want to ask you a question straight out, flat out. I want you to give me the honest answer. What do you think the chances are of a guy like you and a girl like me ending up together?
Well, Lloyd, that's difficult to say, and we really don't...
Hit me with it! Just give it to me straight! I came a long way just to see you married. Just... least you can do is level with me. What are my chances?
Not good.
You mean not good like 1 out of 100?
I'd say more like 1 out of 1,000,000.
So you're telling me there's a chance? Yeah!
Well, I'm going to take credit for that one because we turned the season around with that. Eagles had a little glimmer going into that Dallas game. We found that clip, and it just doesn't get old. Jay in Hawaii joins us on Eagles Live. Hi, Jay.
Aloha.
Aloha to you.
Dave, yeah, well, just excited about, there's still hope.
Yeah.
I believe that there's still hope. just one thing I wanted to bring up was about Jason Babin's sack.
Yes.
That one play where they had no line, like they only, I think they had two DNs.
Yes, and they stand up Cole
right,
and Babin,
right.
And they run
that
games.
That there was kind of the first time I've ever seen something like that from Juan.
Well, they used it last week in Miami as well.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Well, that was really surprising, though. I really loved how that worked.
It's really cool. It's very confusing for the offense.
Right.
But you have to time it up right. And there was one play where Trent Colwin, running across the line of scrimmage, tried to get back.
Yeah, and I saw that. I think they got a penalty.
They got a penalty, right. Like the offensive lineman reached out to touch him.
Right,
so,
yeah.
It takes some discipline. It takes some timing. And you see it coming together with his defense.
Yeah, okay. You think that we're going to have Asante ready for this week, though?
Yeah, it sounds like it's not too serious, that hamstring injury. Now, we'll see how it responds to treatment, but it sounded like he will be okay.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all I ran for, that there is hope. I still have hope, and let's go Eagles.
You got it, Jay. Thank you very much for calling from Hawaii.
All right, Dave.
All right, brother. In the Eagles secondary, Nnamdi Asamoah. Fitting in just like everyone else. And he spoke to the reporters crowded around his locker after the game against the Jets. Got called for a penalty. He was in coverage on Burris, who made that amazing touchdown catch. Not worried about Nnamdi Asamoah. Playing very good football. Talks to the media here.
So once we're able to do that, it kind of opened up the things we could do coverage-wise.
Nnamdi, with you guys coming into every week saying you're a long shot, but we keep coming out of every week saying the Eagles are still alive. What does that say about the heart and determination and character of this team?
It says a lot, and it also says we've been getting a little help as well. You know, I think, I don't know all the scenarios. There's one that somebody was saying, even if we won, if everyone else won, then it wouldn't have been, I don't know. But we've been getting some help, and it's been good. And with 2 weeks left, to still be, after the slow start that we had, to still be, to still have a chance, I think is just, it's crazy. Everybody's excited about it.
Do you feel like this defense is, obviously the performance the last 2 weeks has been excellent. But, are you guys getting confidence? Obviously there's a lot of low points. Do you just feel as a unit the confidence is coming back?
Yeah, the guys have a lot of confidence. I think Juan is getting a little more comfortable with certain situations and games, and it's helping us out a lot. The calls that he's making, that's been the case the last 2 weeks, and we've been able to stop the run. I think once you stop the run, you can do a whole bunch of things, and that's what we did.
How much do you guys know about the defense?
About our defense?
Yeah, you have to be more comfortable with it.
Yeah, you learn something. You learn more each game with our defense. There's some calls that we've been doing since the beginning of the year that we've gotten better at, and there's some calls that we weren't doing in the beginning of the year that now Juan is confident calling. He wanted us to get good at certain other things before he did, and we were able to do that today. So the confidence level on defense is pretty good. We feel like, the guys that we're matching up with, we should be okay.
Could you give me an example of one of the calls
There's some blitzes that he'll throw in that are really good. There's a different blitz or so, or two every game, but... We've been used to doing some matchup zone stuff in the past, at least early on in the season, and it's gotten us a little bit, and the teams have been able to score, make big plays on that, and we're starting to realize that some true zones, like the zones that everyone knows, those can help us out a little bit more. And what's that?
Quarter zone.
Yeah, just that, or a regular cover two, or just the stuff that you've known since high school. you know, instead of being so complicated, you know, like we have been in the past. So that's helped us out a lot. And then just being able to lock up, it's been good for us.
Are you blitzing more now than you did before? Or are they just
working
more?
No, I think they're working more. I think we blitzed less today than we have in the last, you know, few weeks. But it seems like the games that we win big like this, like the Dallas game, even Miami, we haven't blitzed much. You know, so I know everyone gets on him to blitz, 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 but the games that we play the best have been the ones that we didn't, so go figure. I don't know.
Thanks, Tommy.
All right, there you go. Nnamdi Asamoah, Eagles cornerback. Final reminder here, Eagles.